Pinagpalang araw po para sa ating lahat at hindi ko lang po hangad na magkaroon kayo ng pinagpala at maganda at dakilang araw, kundi pinagpalang bagong taon, pinagpalang 2021 para sa ating lahat dito sa ating Snack Break Time Cheers. Now, sa lahat po ng ating taga-subaybay, maraming salamat po sa inyo and excited po ako sa 2021 dahil ang bagong taon ay nagbibigay po ng bagong pagkakataon. Alam niyo, maganda sa bago that makes us excited. Di ba pag may bagong kotse, may bagong gadget, may bagong damit, we are excited. Ganun din, kasi we are looking for a new features, what is the new feeling, ganyan. Ano yung mga, what is something new that I will discover dito sa bagong mga bagay na to. And lalong-lalo na sa bagong taon. An opportunity to know more of God, an opportunity to be better, an opportunity to improve, an opportunity talagang to start all over again, di ba? Yan po ang ganda ho sa bagay ng bago na to. Kaya po maraming salamat una-una sa Security Bank na ating patuloy na kasama sa pag-aaral na ito at gayon din sa iba't iba pang mga kumpanya sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Pilipinas at maging sa ibang bansa. Kaya po patuloy kami nagpapasalamat sa Diyos kasi ito pong bagong taon ay bagong pag-asa. Pero paano ho yung mangyayari? Now, tandaan niyo po ang isang bagay na ito. Dahil ito'y bago, we are to be excited to discover. Kaya ngayon po, gusto ko maintindihan natin na lahat ng kumikilala na tagasunod ni Jesus Christ, they are known to be more than conquerors. Kaya ho, ito po ang ating pong pagkakataon to win. Kaya ho, ang ating bagong series, ito po ay apat na tagpo na tuwing Webes tayo mag-uusap tungkol dito. Win your 2021. Huwag kang pumayag na matalo sa 2021. Maraming uncertainties, maraming mga challenges, but you choose to win 2021. Now, paano ho yun? Kasi we are more than conquerors. Sabi po ng Panginoong Diyos sa magitan ho ni Pablo sa Romans chapter 8. Anong sabi niya? We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Tayo po ay mahigit pa sa conqueror. Talagang tayo'y panalo kasi pinanalo na ni Jesus Christ. We are the beneficiaries of His victory. Ibig sabihin, in our identity with Jesus Christ, we are victors. We are not victims. Yung mga taong laging pakiramdam nila at sila ay biktima, they never understood who they really are in Christ. Alam nyo, sa buhay na to, marami tayong makakatagpong paghamon. Hamon po marahil ng sa trabaho, hamon sa pamilya, hamon sa mga kamag-anak, hamon sa kaibigan, hamon sa kabansa. Ang dami, hamon sa kalusugan. But don't ever forget, we are more than conquerors. Apat na bagay ang ating pong pag-uusapan sa bagay na ito mula ngayon hanggang sa mga susunod na araw. Una, we are more than conquerors over darkness. We are more than conqueror over our weaknesses. We are more than conqueror over fears. We are more than conquerors over hatred. Kaya lahat ng yan ay na-experience natin sa ating buhay. And don't ever expect that we won't experience them in this year. Itong 2021. Kung totoo yan last year, it may even be worse this year. But how can we overcome that? Kaya ngayon po, let's start with our discussion as in overcoming darkness with light. Now, bakit po yan importante? Since we are more than conquerors, the followers of Jesus Christ, as in, they were called to be the light of the world. Bakit? Kasi Jesus is the light. And we reflect that light to the world. The world needs light. In this dark world, sobrang dilim. Most people, they don't even know where they are going. Kasi dilim eh. Hindi nila alam. And they're looking for someone who would lead them. And you know what? The privilege that God has given us as Christians, we are the light of the world. We are to help these people find direction in life. God wants them to experience a joy. Di ba? Kapag nakakita ka ng establishments na wala nang ilaw, patay na, parang wala, pati yung pag-umag, parang wala na, mahina na, papatay na yung company, parang papatay na yung establishment. Pero pag maliwanag ito, may sigla, ang sayang tingnan. So kapag ang nawala yung liwanag na yon, kawawa tayo. Kaya ito po ang napakaganda. For Christians, this is our shining moment. Habang madilim ang isang lugar, ito yung pagkakataon natin na lalo tayong magningning because we are the light of the world. Kaya we are not just called to survive. We are called to thrive in life. Kaya napaka-importante nito sa atin that there is no time for us to give up. There is no time for us to get discouraged because people might not know what they are to do, but if we understand who we are as the light, then we follow the real light, Jesus Christ. And sabi naman, he who walks with me, since he is the light, will no longer walk in darkness. Kaya yun po ang napakagandang paalala ho sa ating lahat. That makes our year exciting. Now, alam niyo po ba, as the light, no, we are breeders of hope, because we're leaders in our own right. We will lead people who are in darkness towards the right direction. Kasi pag madilim, hahanap ka ng liwanag eh, at doon ka tutungo. Kaya nga, crisis moves us, kaya itong darkness, ito habang nagki-crisis, madilim ang tao, it moves us more. Bakit? We are the light. It also reveals who we are as people. Remember, crisis does not make a man. It only shows what man is made of. Kaya pag may mga problema, pag kunyari may mga narinig kang bagay against you or meron kang bagay na dinadaanan sa buhay, it only reveals the kind of person you are. Na pagka ikaw ay negatibo mag-react, iyon ang laman mo, yun ang pagkatao mo, di ba? Kapag ikay natakot, yun ang pagkatao mo, di ba? Ayan, kaya it reveals who we are. Now, ito po, kaya ito ring crisis, it tests our competence. It tests the ability, the skills that God has given us. Kaya remember these words. If you want to overcome darkness, you better shine. We better shine. Iyan pong acronym gagamitin ko for our discussion today. You better shine. Kaya 5 words to remember. Strategy, humility, intricacy, network, and entreaty. You see, friends, as real Christians, we shine brighter in darkness. For we are to lead people to thrive regardless of circumstances. So remember this. This is our shining moment. Kaya po, real Christians, they shine brighter in darkness. Remember, real Christians shine brighter in darkness. Now, paano natin yan gagawin? With all the problems that we're facing, na hindi na natin alam, ano, may iba pa, nako-confuse pa, will I get vaccinated or not? Now, dito, just one step at a time. But this is something that you should never forget. Letter S, strategy. Better strategize. Hindi tayo, although we're living by faith, it doesn't mean that we are not to plan any longer. Kasi God Himself said, commit your plans to the Lord and He will establish your steps. So, hindi ibig sabihin, hindi ka na magpaplano. Because if you don't plan, you are already planning to fail. God wants us to succeed. Now, if you are living by faith, then you set goals. Kasi you are living by faith eh. The mere fact that you are living by faith, meron kang goals. And in fact, itong ganda, people who follow Jesus Christ, they are mission-oriented. They have a clear understanding of why they exist. They don't just try to survive. They understand na meron silang dahilan sa buhay. Then, as you understand your mission, then and fulfill it faithfully, nag-visualize mo what will happen on this year, on the next year. Kaya mayroon kang plano, kaya you begin to review from the time that you understand your mission. Okay, eto, asan ako ngayon? Saan ako ngayon? At saan ako patungo? Kung ito yung mission ko at nandito ako ngayon, how can I get there? That's what we are to strategize. So, as we strategize, we try to understand the context. We try to understand the resources we have. We try to understand the situation that we are in. Now, the overall, as in the overall picture of our work, the direction of how to get to our destination. So in other words, we need to embrace good values. We need to understand our context. Ang problema ng marami, when they thought of living by faith as Christians, akala mo, leap of faith yan, hindi. Kaya minsan wala na yung nangyayari sa buhay natin eh. And we tend to blame others, we blame the situation of our condition. Hindi na ganun, kasi we are the light. So we shine, we strategize, because we understand there is light guiding us too. And that is our Lord. Since He is our shepherd, He gives us our mission, He gives us our direction. Then we plan how to do that. We plan how to follow Him. We plan how to accomplish what He wants us to fulfill. We plan. You see, it was late October when an officer commanding a platoon of American soldiers received a call from their headquarters. Over the radio, the captain learned that his unit was being ordered to recapture a small French city from the Nazis. And he learned something else from headquarters as well. For weeks, French resistance fighters had risked their lives to gather information about the German fortification in that city, and they had smuggled the information out to the Allies. Talagang wow! Talagang nakuha nila yung mga information, nakuha nila yung plano, nakuha nila. Talagang tuwan-tuwa sila. And look at what they did. The French underground's effort had provided the American with something worth its weight in gold. A detailed map of the city. Can you imagine lahat ng detalye ng city nando doon? It wasn't just a map. With the names of major streets and landmarks, it showed specific details of the enemy's defensive positions. Di ba? Grabe yun. The map even identified shops and buildings where German soldiers bunk or where machine gun nest or a sniper had been stationed. Block by blocks, the Frenchmen gave detailed report of the German units and the gun emplacement they manned. For a captain who was already concerned about the mounting casualties list, receiving such information was an answer to prayer. Although the outcome of the war wouldn't depend on this, you see, on this skirmish, to him it meant that he would not have to write as many letters to his men's parents or wives telling them that their loved ones had been cut down in battle. And before the soldiers moved out to take their objective, planning captain, the captain gave each man a chance to study the map. And wanting to make sure his men read it carefully, he hurriedly gave them a test covering the major landmarks and enemy strongholds. Just before his platoon moved out, the officer graded the test, and with minor exemptions, every man earned a perfect score. As a direct result of having that map to follow, the men captured the city with little loss of American lives. You see, planning, strategizing is so important. Sobrang panalo. You know, before any commanding officer can expect to be victorious in war, there must be a detailed plan for how they will win the battle. To go into battle without having taken the time to determine a strategy would be setting themselves up for defeat. And not just defeat, an enormous loss of life. Friends, Christians, if we want to shine brighter, now listen to this, start with strategy. Let's strategize how we can bring these people to where they should be. How we can be to where we should be. Diba? Napaka-importante nun. Number two, we need to be humble. The second word is humility. You see, in order for us to shine, we need to be humble because God exalts the humble. In fact, He opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Napaka-importante ho nun. Alam nyo, when we are in darkness, there is no time for us to prove who we are, to prove what we know. We must be willing to listen. Willing to listen, willing to learn, willing to adjust. Kasi maraming pagbabago eh. 2021 is different from 2020. Huwag mong isipin na pareho lang yan. No, there must be, there is always an adjustment. You need to adjust. Kaya nga po, napaka-importante maging humble tayo. Hindi tayo nagmamalaki. Hindi tayo nagmamayabang. Yes, we belong to God. Yes, some people may say na, yan ang hirap sa inyo, wala kayong Diyos eh. Huwag tayong ganoon. Try to understand where they're coming from. Alam nyo, sa lahat ng bagay, our motives must be very clear. It is not to exalt ourselves, but to exalt God. Kaya tayo nagagalit and we're not willing to listen to other people because we feel that our ego is being attacked, our ego is affected, we're always defending ourselves. Pag binasa natin ang mga bagay-bagay, mga pangyayari, na parang tayo yung sentro ng buhay at sentro ng lahat, I'm telling you, the situation would always be a reason for us to get frustrated, para lahat atake sa atin. But if we are humble, we are lifting up Jesus, then think of how we can glorify Jesus in our situation, in our problems, in our challenges. Kaya po napaka-importante nun. Actually, wala naman tao hindi nakakaranas po ng mga setbacks sa buhay eh. In fact, Wakefield tells the story of the famous inventor, si Samuel Morse, who was once asked if he ever encountered situation where he did not know what to do. Alam, sabi ni Morse, di ba inventor si Morse, yung sa telegraph, Morse code yan. Morse responded more than once. And whenever I could not see my way clearly, I knelt down and prayed to God for light and understanding. And Morse received many honors from his invention of the telegraph, but felt undeserving. I have made a valuable application of electricity, not because I was superior to other men, but solely because God, who meant it for mankind, must reveal it to someone who was pleased to reveal it for me. God chose to reveal it to me. So praise God. Diba? Parang sa kanya, hindi ko pagmamalaki whatever gift I have. Because those gifts are really from God. And it is not meant to serve myself. It is meant to serve others, to glorify God. So remember, be humble. Now, remember, strategy, humility, and the third is intricacy. You see, friends, if we want to shine, we need also to consider the intricacies of our situation. We need to be detailed. We need to think creatively. We need to also embrace technology. Whatever is necessary to achieve the goals God has placed before us, let's embrace it. If it is necessary for us to embrace technology, look at us. Before, we used to gather in a place, and since that is no longer available at this moment, we need to embrace a technology like this, like video recording, seeing ourselves, diba? Through online, through social media. Kaya we are to be willing to consider all possibilities. We are willing to consider technologies available. We need to be willing to learn new technologies. Na talagang explore that. I don't know Zoom meeting. I don't know StreamYard. I don't know Google Meet. I don't understand those things before. But because of the new realities, I need to consider a different area and a different details to consider. Kaya po napaka-importante yung intricacies ng mga pagkakataon. Diba? Kaya when, for example, when St. Petersburg, one of the most splendid and harmonious cities in Europe, was being laid out early in the 18th century, many large boulders brought out by a glacier from Finland had to be removed. One particularly large rock was in the path of one of the principal avenues that had been planned, and bids were solicited for its removal. The bids were submitted very high. This was understandable because at the time, modern equipment did not exist and there were no high-powered explosives. As officials pondered what to do, a peasant presented himself and offered to get rid of the boulder for a much lower price than those submitted by other bidders. Since they had nothing to lose, officials gave the job to the peasants. Mga mahihirap yan, ha? The next morning, he showed up with a crowd of other peasants carrying shovels. They began digging a huge hole next to the rock. The rock was propped up with timbers to prevent it from rolling into the hole. When the hole was deep enough, the timber props were removed and the rock dropped into the hole below the street level. It was then covered with the dirt and the excess dirt was carted away. Now listen to this. Tingnan niyo po, It was an early example of understanding the integrity can help us and make us creative. They were able to think creatively because they considered all details. Bakit kamo? The unsuccessful bidders, they only thought of moving the rock from one place to another. Samantalang yung mga peasants, they also considered vertical, parang pababa naman, going downwards. Lahat, hindi lang sidewards. O nga, no? Hindi lang forward, backward. They can do it downwards. Kaya yung peasant look at the problem from different angles, as in from another angle, because they considered a different detail. Now, tingnan nyo po ng mabuti. We need to consider intricacies. Kaya ho, sa bagay ng buhay natin, if you want to shine, then be willing to consider details. Other details that perhaps others are not looking at. Kaya po, intricacy is so important. Now, naalala ko, there was a soap factory in Japan. Nakapagbenta sila ng walang laman. Can you imagine yung box walang laman? And sa Japan, pag kinomplain ka, tapos ka. And this is amazing. So they tried to study how can this be avoided the next time. So isip-isip, the directors discussed and they considered x-ray machines. Ang mahal ng x-ray, di lalo malulugi pa sila sa sabon lang, parang ganon. So they were willing to consider the intricacies, all possible angles, parang making sure that all cups are unturned. Alam niyo po, amazingly, nagtanong sila sa mga rank and file. Buti na lang may mga Pilipino rin doon. Na sa factory workers. You know what they suggested? Doon sa conveyor, tapatan nila ng electric pan. Pag walang laman yan, lilipa rin. So, ang laking tipid. Yan ang kahalagahan ng considering details. Now, ang apat. Balikan natin ha. Strategy, humility, intricacy, network. We want to shine, we better learn to connect to all available networks. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Yung idea ng communicating effectively is so important. Sa Pilipinas, kahirap na hirap tayo kasi alam niyo bakit? May grupo yan eh. Kapag mga quote-unquote educated, yan dapat yung mga English speaking. Now, if you are not able to speak English, you are considered uneducated. Diba ang lungkot nun? Tuloy, ang tingin nila, the people who could speak English fluently, yan ang matatalino. For those who could not communicate in English fluently, mahina yan. Without understanding na yung mga nagsasalta na hindi naman necessarily magaling sa English, mas matatalino, ang dami palang naiisip, hindi lang sila gifted when it comes to language. May mga taong ganun. Kasi, kaya nga, di ba, lumabas din eventually nakaroon ng multiple intelligence. Kasi mayroong mga tao that they're good in some area but not necessarily good in another area. Pero tayo have the tendency to think of a person who is intelligent is good in every area. In alam siya, totoo lang. Kaya yun ang nakakapagpigil sa atin to advance, to shine. We need to understand, regardless of who they are, regardless of their status in life, they have an idea that you might not know. Kaya learn to communicate. Dami natin matututunan sa ganyan. Communicate to everyone as much as possible. Then keep that network open. Diba? Kung meron tayong sasabihin, make sure that we connect. Make sure that they understand what we are saying. Kaya nga naalala ko sa isang, salita ganito. Pakinggan nyo to kung maintindihan nyo. Scintillate, scintillate. Globule vivific. Fain would I fathom thy nature specific, loftily poised in the ether capacious, strongly resembling a gem carbonaceous. No. Naintindihan nyo ba yun? Ang hirap-hirap. Ano ba ibig sabihin nun? Alam nyo ba? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Grabe, no? Maraming tao ganyan. They are so highfalutin to the point that they could no longer connect with people. Kaya hindi tayo magkasundo. Mabuti pa, when we try to network, learn to communicate clearly. Learn to communicate, to connect. Napaka-importante that we connect. Huwag ho nating, hindi tayo nandito to impress, but we are here to connect. And finally, that I'd like to leave with you to shine is this. Ulitin natin na, strategy, humility, intricacy, network, and entreaty. Whenever we think of connection, we only think horizontally. But never forget this, there is a vertical realities. We need to entreat to the Lord. We need to come to Him and listen to Him. We need to consider our God. Now, ito pong napakaganda. Most people, they're afraid to come to God because they feel, dami kong kapalpakan eh. Totoo naman. Pakinggan nyo mabuti. Sabi ng Bible, look at this. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. That is from James. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. Di ba ang sarap nun? Na parang, sabi niya, kapag may problema ka, matuwa ka. Eh, puti sana kung problema simple lang. Sabi, various trials. Ang dami. Iba-iba pa. Hindi pa pare-parehas. Pero, that will produce endurance. And if you have that endurance, there will be a perfect result. Excited ka ba dyan? Siyempre. Then, perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Can you imagine? Eh, paano ko yung problema ko? Yung trials ko, talaga hindi ko na alam gagawin ko. Buti na lang may continuation. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. Di ba ang sarap nun? Habi ako, kung hindi mo alam, humingi ka ng talino sa Diyos, bibigyan ka niya ng malaya, at hindi ka niya susumbatan. But, he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is a surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. Now, bakit pa tayo nagdududa? Oftentimes we doubt because we feel that we are not qualified, we are not acceptable before God. Which is also true dahil sabi ng Lord, bakit hindi ako marinig ng Diyos? Bakit parang nasa ceiling lang pa nagpe-pray ako? Eh, sabi nga ng Lord, behold, the Lord's hand is not too short that it cannot save. Nor his ear is so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. And sabi niya, tingnan niya, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Yun po ang dahilan. And aside from that, sabi nga ni Lord, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us are on the same situation. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. What separates us from God? God himself dealt with it. Kaya sabi ng Romans 5, for while we were still helpless at the right time, actually we're helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. He did not die for the good people. He died for people like us who are ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, sabi ng Bible, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. This is exactly what Paul was trying to say doon sa mga taga-Rome. Sabi niya, but God demonstrate His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Alam niyo ba ibig sabihin nun? Sabi niya, much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. Now listen to this. To be sinners is not just simply, sinner ka. Everybody is a sinner. But listen to this. For if while we were enemies, yun ang malungkot, we were enemies. We were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Now, pag-isipan niyo mabuti. Friends, we were enemies. We were. But we were reconciled to God. Through whom? Through the death of His Son. Through Jesus Christ. If ever God will listen to us now, it's not because we're good. Eto, bakit ano? Because we pray in the righteousness of Jesus. Kaya nga, we pray in His name. Kasi sabi ni Jesus eh, ask in my name, and I will do it, so that the Father may be glorified. Di ba? Kaya hindi dahil sa righteousness natin. It's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And as we meditate on the goodness of God, as we meditate on the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the more we become like Him. Instead of meditating on our weaknesses, meditating on our failures, we meditate on the perfection of God. We meditate on the perfection of Jesus. Then from there, we will see that the more we focus our eyes on Him, the more we become like Him. So mga kapatid, listen. This is our opportunity to shine. Let us overcome darkness with light. Huwag tayong magpapatalo. Allow me to end with a story. Ito po ay story ng ni Desmond Doss. And maybe to some of you are familiar with the movie Hacksaw Ridge. And Hacksaw Ridge is actually a documentary film. Sino si Desmond Doss? Desmond Doss, he's a follower of Jesus Christ. And yet, itong problema, during the World War II, he volunteered to join the army. But he was not willing, because of his conviction, not to carry a weapon. Nakakatawa, paano ka maging sundalo na walang weapon? So he volunteered as a medic. Doon sa medic na yan, he was given a rifle. So he was being ridiculed by his superior, ridiculed by his colleagues. Talaga iniinsulto siya, talagang winawa lang niya siya. Not until in 1945 when they were assigned to capture what they called the Hacksaw Ridge. Yun po yung pinakalugar, kampo ng mga Hapon, talagang pinaglalaban nila. And it was a high, talagang high area, parang parang cliff. And alam niyo po, when they attacked that particular place on their first attempt, talagang they had to retreat. Ang problema, when they were retreating, si Desmond Doss, kita niya po yung mga tao, na yung mga kasama niya, na nandun ho, pero net necessarily mga patay na, perhaps ang tingin nakita niya, there are still wounded American soldiers there. So sabi niya, talaga lang yung ginawa niya, habang nagmamasigat, bumabalik, takbo, kuha ng isa, ligtas niya, tas babatas, takbo na naman, bakit kuha siya? Wow! Until he saved 75, as in 75 American soldiers. Now, di nung ano po siya, nanundan po siya sa clinic, kasi natamaan din siya eh. So while recovering, and binalik sa kanya yung Bible niya kasi nagkaroon ng second attack. And doon sa attack na yon, they able to capture the Hacksaw Ridge. At pinahanap ng official kasi nalaglag niya yung Bible niya. Pinahanap, binigay sa kanya. Talagang basa-basa pa, ganyan. And he even required the rest of the soldiers to read also the Bible. Na bakit? Kasi ginalang nila bigla si Desmond. So when he was being given an award, he was interviewed. How did you do it? And you know what he said? Remember, entreaty. Grabe, sabi niya, I just prayed, Lord, one more soldier, one more life. You know why is it so important for us to shine this 2021? Because you're not just saving yourself, you're saving someone else na mahulog, kasi dark eh. Baka mahulog sa pit, matrap, mahulog sa manhole, madisgrasya. It may lose his life or maybe many lives. And we can come to God and say, Lord, one more life. Just one more soul for you. So friends, let's overcome darkness. If you're giving into darkness, parang, di ko na kaya, don't give up. For the sake of one more soul, you call upon the Lord and surely He will answer you. Start by strategizing, as in learn the word strategy, learn the word humility, learn the word intricacy, learn to practice network, and the word entreaty. Because we, as followers of Jesus Christ, shine brighter in darkness. Let's overcome darkness with light. God bless us all.